You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, Cleveland is our city, and join the 100,000 plus fans in the official Cleveland Browns fan club, the Browns Backers. The best part about it is worldwide. It is free to join the biggest organized fan club in all of sports and includes team shop discounts, special event invitations, and exclusive VIP experiences. To join, visit brownsbackers.org. That's brownsbackers.org. We're going to the phone lines now for the rest of the show. The latest, obviously, we don't know about free agency, although people are making funny jokes right now that free agency will be postponed indefinitely until Twitter is back online. But it does appear that it is back online, and Adam Schefter actually returns to report that the wide receiver Julian Edelman of the Patriots unable to reach a new deal, and he will now test the market. So that is a guy who certainly would look pretty good, I'd say, in brown and orange being the slot receiver for this team.
Was he close to 100 catches, if not 100 catches last year?
He was over 100 catches last year. Absolutely. Julian Edelman really came into his own last season because the team had brought in, as you remember, Danny Amendola to replace Wes Welker. That didn't work out well. Edelman, 105 catches, 1,056 yards, 6 touchdowns. Turned in, obviously, the best season of his career. And he could also return punts. Yeah. Went to Kent State.
Yep.
Little Ohio connection there as well.
Tough guy. The inability of them to on that final Sunday in that AFC Championship game to shake him loose. Brady missed him a couple of times.
He did.
It kept them out of the game. They could never get into the game because they couldn't get into a rhythm with him. If Denver did anything right on that day, and they did a lot right, but I mean, if they did anything right, they controlled Edelman game.
That's right. When you have 10 catches for 89 yards, that means you're not doing a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah. Right. A lot of them came in garbage time. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines now. Mick in Pittsburgh, welcome to CBD.
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Enjoying the weather, finally.
Good.
I got 2 points. I do absolutely love the Dante Whitner rumors. Hopefully he does sign with us, because I feel like since he's a hometown kid, he loves Cleveland. I feel like Brian Hoyer, it gives us like an X factor. I feel like they play harder than any other player if they're playing for their home team. So I feel like they give him an extra factor, and he's a leader. So I feel like he'll just take over immediately and just get you know, defense pumped up, ready to play. Along with like Dansby, I feel like Dansby is like that. He's fiery. He would help pump up the team as well. And I hope we do pick up Ben Tate. I think he would fill in nicely. But the thing is, do you think we would need a decent fullback to help along the line? Because I know Obanaya did it well, but we have like Vontae Leach is out there. John Kuhn from Green Bay is out there. You know, maybe pick up some of veterans like that who knows, you know, who can help pave the way and try to get a running game going for us.
That is a dilemma now as to what you do. And I think the pass regime here last year had a difficult time identifying, what do you do with that fullback spot? Do you spend a lot of money at it? Or do you just try and fit people in there? Obanaya, you're right. You know, they had Obanaya doing so much, I think it was difficult for him to center on anything. So I don't think he was a true fullback for them. Marisic was a washout.
Right.
There's no question about that. Not since, you know, they had that Lawrence Vickers have they really had a fullback here. I want to go back to your point about the local aspect with Whitner. And you mentioned a name that I was remiss in not mentioning, and I think you're right. Brian Hoyer really took it upon himself, a real responsibility, when he went into that Minnesota game to get the start. It wasn't just a start. It was a start for a team that he grew up watching, loving, and was very happy to be playing for them. It was a responsibility, I thought, that Brian took with him. It was doubled up the next week when he came home to play and beat the Bengals. And it was tripled and unfortunately unplugged in the next Thursday night
against
Buffalo. I really do believe, Mick, you're right about the hometown aspect. They really do feel it's more than a job, it's a responsibility.
It is, and it's a fulfillment of a dream.
Yep.
And with that comes the desire to do your absolute best.
Right.
And I think that's something, you know, you talk about, do guys want to play for the Browns, and you have to overpay for guys to play for the Browns, et cetera, et cetera. And I think we're going to see as that goes on, that's not true. I don't think that will ultimately be true. But to get somebody who you know, who you cited earlier in the first hour, came up to you while as a member of the Buffalo Bills, Dante Whitner,
three
wearing
times.
Both of, yeah, three times wearing Bills gear and said, I want to be a Cleveland Brown.
I can't believe I'm not a Cleveland Brown.
Well, if the rumors and reports are true, that will happen today in 1 hour and 20 minutes from now. Let's go to Sam in Cleveland. Sam, welcome to CBD with Nathan Zagura and the voice of the Cleveland Browns, Jim Donovan.
What's up, guys? I'm very pumped about the possible signings of Dansby and Dante Whitner. Mm-hmm. Dansby, he was rated the number one middle linebacker against the pass.
Yep.
He led all middle linebackers in sacks and interceptions. He was a top five defensive player of the year candidate. And Dante Whitner, same thing. He was rated at number six cover corner. I think these are good pickups. We're not spending a ton of money that we could use on guys like Hayden and Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron. And another thing, I can't believe you guys aren't pumped up about Darrell Revis rumors. That would be unbelievable if we got him. He's not making any guaranteed money, so you can carry him. We have enough money on our books to carry him for 1 or 2 years and then just cut him loose. You know what I mean? Why not?
But in your mind, are the Browns Darrell Revis away from winning a Super Bowl? And maybe they are. Who knows?
I mean, man, you're talking about Darrell Revis and Dante Whitner.
And
Joe
Hayden.
Joe Hayden. I mean, come on. I mean, we'd have to be contenders for sure.
I certainly would like it if it could be worked out. To me, the key in that is how it impacts Joe Hayden, how it impacts the ability to negotiate with Joe Hayden, and how Joe Hayden would feel about that. That's important to me.
Well, and the other thing that he brought up, Dansby against the pass. The Browns were
huge.
The Browns were exposed and felt the wrath of not being able to cover the pass with their linebackers. It started in the Lions game when they were trying to win, their fourth game in a row at that time. They were exposed by Jim Schwartz and his offense, with the Lions that day, and it continued. I mean, it's a copycat league. They saw it. They went after it, and it was fruitful for anybody that played against them.
Yes, because you found that you could get the matchup on DeQuell Jackson or the matchup on Craig Robertson, especially Craig Robertson,
right,
exploit that. And that happened after that point. Third down became a goldmine for slot receivers, for running backs and tight ends against this Browns defense. And that's why the Browns gave up 45% on third down. 45% conversion rate, second worst in the NFL. And for a team that's supposed to pride itself on getting to the quarterback, et cetera, as it was last year, that was horrific. I remember through the first five games of the season last year, the Browns gave up 2 passing touchdowns total.
Mm-hmm.
They gave up at least 2 passing touchdowns in each of the final 11 games. Teams solved the riddle. And when you know you can get it out on that short area so quickly, it doesn't matter how good your pass is.
No, you can't get there.
You can't get there.
You can't get there, yeah.
Carlos Dansby will massively improve the pass coverage of this team at the linebacker position. And that is why, if it does come to fruition that the rumor is true, he comes here. That's why I think it's a great signing, in addition to the fact that he's a tough hombre and a fiery type of a leader.
Because it's funny, because when you talk about that position and inside at that linebacker spot, you really take a detail to stopping the run. But really what the Browns needed was somebody off the line of scrimmage, 7 yards off that line of scrimmage, that could cover.
Get in space and cover.
Or make somebody pay for being in there.
Right.
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 That's the other thing. There's another way to play that. Make them pay. And
at 6'4", 250, you can put a licking on people. But you're right.
Yeah.
And it's also part of the evolution of the National Football League. In a 4-3, your middle linebacker is the guy who cleans it up, tackles. Yes, you want him to go sideline to sideline ideally, but that's the most important part. The cover two introduced that linebacker who can get depth and protect the seam. That's what the job was. And now you're seeing kind of the hybrid of the linebackers in a 3-4, especially the inside guys, have to be able to stop the run, but they have to be able to cover. You need a nickel backer because teams are going two tight ends, creating matchups where those guys are going to be in coverage or lined up against running backs more often than they were. And also, when you talked about putting the hit on somebody, that middle linebacker in some of a zone is going to be the one crushing that small slot guy like a Julian Edelman and making him think twice about going over the middle to pick up 7 yards.
Yeah, absolutely. And it has to become your area of the field, or if you dare go in there, you have to know that you're going to pay. And
steep price.
Yes, and a tepid step in there is going to be something that you're going to notice, and you're not going to be as productive going against the defense that makes you pay going in there.
Because you got to remember, the Browns were pretty good actually on first and second down.
They were excellent, yeah.
109 times a team converted a third down against the Browns last year. Most in the league. 109 times. That can't happen for this team to be successful. These moves certainly will hopefully help us get there. Dave in Avon, welcome to the show.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Jim, I just want to let you know, on everything you went went through. I had a friend go through some leukemia issues. She's fine now, but when she did, it really got me into giving blood.
Oh.
And I do whenever I can now. And I just want to say, people, we need to do it. They need a lot of it. So
they do.
Hope you're doing well.
Oh, I am doing well. Thank you very much.
Good.
And thanks for what you're doing. I'm telling you, there are a lot of people out there who were in my predicament that are waiting for a match.
We Good. Have got...
Go ahead.
No. That, finish up, because you're, what you're saying. No, what you're saying is very important.
Yeah,
go ahead. So,
yeah, I didn't want to get on all that. I want to get back to football, but I thought to get Dansby. Now, let's face it. Most teams aren't giving away their A players, right? I mean, if you have an A player, like when Cleveland, when Joe Hayden comes up, mm-hmm. they're going to sign him, right?
Yeah, right. There's so, a level of that to free agency, right?
Right. Don't get too good, but pieces, parts can help. Every once in a while, you get your Reggie Whites and you still, man, I think Alex Mack is one of those
pieces.
Guys, and that's why they put the transition tag on him, you know, so I think he is an A player, so I hope they keep him, but I really like Dansby, his physicalness, he's tough, but what I wanted to ask you guys, and I don't know if Nathan or you know this, so is it my understanding that they say 4 o'clock, is that because that's when the league year starts?
Yes, correct.
So does that mean, let's say a Revis or say a Chris Johnson, those teams have to cut those players before then, or they owe them whatever money they're owed for that
year. It depends. Some people's come through on Thursday. Some of the things come through on Thursday for those teams. The reason.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I was just wondering because I want to know who was
like Jason Campbell's bonus is Thursday. Mm-hmm. It's not today. So right. He could be cut by Thursday. So this is interesting. And this
yeah,
is
go ahead.
Why I apologize for about to hop in there, given what you were talking about. Adam Schefter just tweeted that the Raiders traded a third-round pick to the Buccaneers for Darrelle Revis, and then he just deleted it.
Oh, wow.
So I saw it in real time because it was there, and now I know it's not there, but he did say that, so that is something to keep an eye on with Revis going to the Raiders. Kent Summers is saying that he is hearing for Carlos Dansby a deal 4 years, $24 million, $10 million year one, so that's when the Browns have the most salary cap room, $14 million guaranteed. So what this really amounts to, in my opinion, is a two-year deal, about $14 million. He was offered 2 years and $12 million to stay with the Arizona Cardinals. So a little bit of a premium paid, but Carlos Dansby, that's the deal there. 4 years, 24, $14 million guaranteed, 10 of that in year number one.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. All right, so we'll see. We'll keep an eye on that because I saw it with my own eyes, Adam Schefter. It said it. Darrelle Revis had been filed to ESPN. Darrelle Revis traded to the Raiders for a third-round pick. It is not there anymore. When we come back, though, we're going to finish up with your reaction. Again, want to reiterate, Julian Edelman will indeed test the free agent market. The Patriots' offer fell short of his expectations. The market will now dictate things for him. That has been reported by multiple outlets. He is coming here, coming to the free agent market. Maybe a guy for the Browns. We'll see.
Yeah.
Talking more about the Browns.
You know, they do not take kindly to that in New England.
No.
No. I mean, when they make an offer to you like
you're
that.
You're supposed to take
it. Yeah, you take it. Yeah.
Or, right. Bill Belichick will find somebody else
right.
to replace you. All right. We're coming back with more. Final segment, CBD on Free Agency Tuesday.